I entered manual breathing mode. Right, before I say anything, I'm going to need to come clean about something, right? So before I left the house, my van's fucked, right? It's not that it's fucked. I've got a guy that I know, Lee, looking at it, right? Because there's two things broken with the fucking, what'd you call that thing? It's like, I know fucking nothing about motors. You know this. You know I know nothing about cars. Sorry, I'm fucked this up. I've royally fucked this up because I tried to film a wee bit. And I'm majorly aware of the thing that I'm trying to tell you, but I can't because I'm too busy fucking about a GoPro and talking about my car. The car's fucked, right? It's not fucked. It's got something wrong with it. It's had an oil leak forever. It's had an oil leak since I got the fucking thing. Do you know what I mean? But like, it's got two, the springs are away. So my mate Lee was looking at it. So I'm not driving today. So I had to get the train up. So I did. And because I was getting the train up, I was like, do you know what? I'm going to do some mushrooms. Fuck it. I'm going to take a little bit. I'm going to take just a little bit of mushrooms because I was walking. I was like, do you know what? I don't have anything to do. I'll just take a little, someone would maybe deem is a little more than a microdose, but to me, I'd say it's a bit of a fuck it, it's just a microdose, do you know what I mean? So I have taken a little bit of mushrooms and everything's a bit fucking strange, if I'm honest. There's a bit of me that's thinking, maybe what I need to do, maybe it's all in my head as well, because I've never done anything, any sort of thing, which might come across as strange, do you know what I mean? Because the amount that I talk about it, but I've never done any sort of mind-altering chemical, apart from caffeine. Like, I fucking blew my head off with caffeine more than once before I was doing this. I was looking at some of the old podcasts that I'd done. I was drinking cans of fucking Red Bull. Do you know what I mean? I was drinking fucking cans of Red Bull before I went to do it. And then I'd open one for when I was starting. And I'd be full of fucking caffeine. Do you know what I mean? But I've never done any other sort of mind-altering substance when I've been doing one of these podcasts. And for some fucking strange reason, I've decided today's the day that I'm going to fucking try it, and I've took a little bit, not hundreds, I'm not seeing shit, like, do you know what I mean? It's not like everything's all fucking wavy, but like, I am aware that I've done it, right? And I don't know where I am in it, because I can't even remember the time that I took it, so I could be, this could be all it's going to get, do you know what I mean? This could be the highest that I'm going to be while I'm doing this, or it could all go terribly wrong in the next 10 minutes, but I don't think that's going to happen, because I haven't done more than what I've done previously. I've had a bit of a fucking mad week, to be honest. The sentence has changed about 3 or 4 times. There's a couple of things that have really fucking annoyed me this week, and I don't know if they're going to still annoy me because I've got a little bit of mushrooms in me. And when I've got a little bit of mushrooms in me, let me tell you why I've done it, right? There is a reason why I've done it. It's not as if I've just woke up and went like, fuck it. Do you know what I mean? There was a wee bit of that, but the truth is, like, as you know, like, I go peaks and troughs with my mood. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I'll be fucking riding high and everything will be great and, like, I'm dead positive about the future and I've got a clear fucking goal in my head and I've got all this stuff. And then other times I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck is the fucking point? Everybody's an asshole. And it's been, like, it's been both of those things this week. There's been times where I've been like, this is great. This couldn't get any better. You are, see the thing that you're trying to achieve in your life, you're actually living it right now, man. You don't need to worry about that, you don't need to think about that sort of stuff. And then there's been times where I've been like, the human race is fucked, you're completely fucked and there's nothing I can do about it. Do you know what I mean? I'll tell you, and I've had 2 or 3 moments like that. The first one, I'll just pick fucking 3. Let me take a drink of water. There's the other fucking thing, I've not got tea. I don't have tea with me because all my flasks are in my car and I couldn't make a flask of tea before I came up. And then I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm not going to make a tea. And then the machine and shred that you need to push the button and all that, you need to press the button. It takes ages for it to heat up. And I was like, I'm not going to stand there for fucking 10 minutes looking at a thing heat up. Do you know what I mean? So I'll just need to do it with water. So that's another reason why this might be fucked. There's so many things going on right now. The mushrooms, the lack of tea. That's the two things, to be fair. But like, the first time I thought about giving up on the human race, right, was I was on the train. Right, I was on the train coming back from when I dropped my van off because I was like, I'll need to just get the train. So I had to walk the train. I had to carry my good lady wife's because her car's fucked. That's another reason why I'm like, fuck the human race, right? Because her car's fucked. There's been something wrong with her car. It's been it's now in its second fucking garage and it's had a guy out to the door to try and figure out what the fuck's been going on with it. And I don't know a lot about cars, right? In fact, I would go as far to say, as I said this to Lee the other day, the only things that I know about cars are things that have went wrong with cars that I've had. That's it. That's the only things that I know. Like, if there's some, like, one time On the first car I ever got, eventually the head cylinder gasket went, right? Which, to be fair, I'd never fucking heard of until I phoned my dad, and my dad went, oh, it looks, and he was talking to me about it, and he's like, listen, son, it might be your head cylinder gasket. And I was like, oh, is that right? And then he said, but if that's the case, then it's fucked. There's no point in fixing it. If that goes, then it's just fucking scrap it. There is no fuck. You'll sink loads of fucking money into it, and it's not worth it. I was like, all right, cool. So I know it's not that. I know the head cylinder gasket isn't fucking going, do you know what I mean? But then he also, there was a thing that the first car I ever had, my wee 1 litre Batmobile, I actually kind of missed that car, to be fair. Like it was, I think there's a bit of me that thinks, there was another fucking thing I seen the other day, it was youngsters, there was someone that must have been fucking 18, 19 years old driving a Tesla. And it obviously wasn't, well it might have been, but the first thing I thought is that's not theirs. That's not their Tesla. Is that how you say it? Tesla. That's not theirs. It's got to be their fucking parents or something. You know what I mean? It can't be fucking theirs. And then I thought, the whole part, I think I've said this before, the whole part of being a new driver is like, your first car should be a heap of shite. Like, the first car you drive should be fucking terrible. Do you know what I mean? So that you know this is the worst case scenario. Do you know what I mean? I don't think my first car was fucking terrible, but my first year's insurance was more expensive than my car. Do you know what I mean? I think that should be part of it. It's part of the fucking learning curve. If the first car that your ass ever parts in is a fucking Tesla, do you know what I mean? Then the only way is down, unless you're from fucking 12 generation money. Do you know what I mean? And then you're like, I don't give a fuck. I light cigars with Teslas. See, when the battery goes, I just fucking light Cubans with it. Do you know what I mean? And then, what the fuck was I talking about, man? Maybe the mushrooms isn't going to help this at all. It's not actually making much of a difference, I don't feel. It made a bit of a difference at the start of this, right? Because I was trying to feel where I am. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe what I should do is go under the influence on certain ones. Like this one will be just a wee bit of mushrooms, then I'll do one on an edible, and then I'll do one on, I don't think I'd want to do one on alcohol. I could do, that would be the easiest one to do, would be alcohol, but it wouldn't be nice. It would be fucking horrible. It'd just be me shouting and bawling and calling everybody pricks. Basically, and I've got a litre of whiskey in here somewhere, just fucking sitting, emergency whiskey, just in case it all goes to fuck, do you know what I mean? Like, crack that open, just get right in about it. Like, it is in here somewhere. I need to get rid of it, because I don't want to have a bottle of emergency whiskey. It's just here because for a long time, people don't know, like, for Christmas, they would just buy me bottles of whiskey, because I was a big drinker. That's how I was introduced to people, as, oh, he's a big drinker. Oh, here he comes. He's a big drinker. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking hell. Like, that was what you're going to put in your CV. What the fuck was I talking about? Let me take a drink of water. Fucking water. Let me take a drink of water. What the fuck was I talking about? What the fuck was I talking about? The three times that I gave up on the human race. Cars, shit cars, my wife's car. And I was talking about the train. What one did I do? Because both of these run in tandem with each other. I'll finish the train thing. I'll tell you about the train thing. So see, the train thing. I was on the train. Mind my own business. Looking about, I had to carry my wife's massage bed. That's what I had to do. I had to carry my wife's massage bed from Lee's garage in Ayr to Newton and Ayr train station, right? And when I'd phoned my good lady wife, because she's been using my van to go to work and stuff at the same time, we've been car sharing again. And I was like, you've left your massage bed in here and I'm not going to get my car back today because of this. And she was like, oh, I could phone someone to see if they could come and get you. I was like, oh, fuck it, how heavy is it? She goes, it's not that heavy. I was like, I'll just carry it to the train station. Her fucking ass, it wasn't that heavy. The thing is, when she's carrying that massage bed, when she's carrying that massage bed for the fucking back of the van or the back of her car, when she fucking had it, out of the boot, into someone's domicile or into a fucking community centre or wherever she's working, right? It ain't that fucking far, right? I had to walk nearly 2 miles with the fucking thing. My arms were fucking gouping. A big mass of fucking... It was a great workout, man. It was a fucking... It was a great fucking workout. It wasn't really. It was fucking horrendous. It was one of those ones where you need to keep switching arms. Do you know what I mean? And then it's like, but there was times where like there was people at traffic lights and I'm like, I've changed my arm already. I can't do it again in front of all these people that are waiting. They know that I've already changed arms. If I changed arms again, they'll think, oh, fuck, look at that pathetic excuse for a man that can't carry a massage bed for his wife all the way to the train station from the garage. What a complete utter fucking wank. Do you know what I mean? But that never happened, thank fuck. Right, while it's in my head, holy fuck, my thing's on Saturday, Carnegie Library, March the 8th at 3 p.m. That's the advert done now, because it just popped in my head. Fucking tell them this, so I've told you it, right? What's the fucking thing I was talking about? What was I actually fucking talking about? I was on the train. So I was on the train, I was looking about, right? And there was a woman and there was a guy who were obviously on their way to Glasgow. They were obviously on their way to Glasgow for a night out. And the woman, the two of them were drinking, right? And the woman took her phone out and she took a photo of herself for Snapchat, right? She looked at it. She then deleted it. She then took another photo. To my eyes, was the exact fucking same as the photo she deleted. Head to the side, right? She had her head to the side like this. Had the camera sitting like that. Obviously, she knows what a bit. I don't know what my fucking best side is. I would go with whatever side of my nostril doesn't look terrible. That one looks like the fuck. No, that's wrong. It's because it's left and right. That's totally fucked me up because I'm looking at a wee screen. I can't tell my left from my right. I think it's that nostril that's fucked up. But I think this nostril's so fucked up that this one doesn't look right either. So I don't think I've got a good side. I've never been in the point where I need to try and figure it out. No one's ever asked me, what's your good side? What's your best side? I really don't fucking know, man. I don't know. I've never done this before. But she done that. Turned to the head to the side and pushed the lips out a bit. Just a bit. I don't think... Do you know what I mean? And that's what she done. Then she took the same photo again, right? Then she took a third photo, which was the exact fucking same as the other two. Exact fucking same as the other two. And then posted that one. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? And then, 10 minutes later, she took her phone out again, went in and deleted that post, and started taking pictures of herself again. And I was like, what the fuck? Why am I watching this? That was part of the thing. I was like, why am I fucking watching this? But at the same time, I was like, what the fuck? I don't fucking get it, man. I don't fucking get it. I don't understand the filter thing. I don't fucking... Your face is your fucking face. That's it. It's just fucking... There's nothing you can do about your face. And see, the more that you do things to your face, the more obvious it is that you've done things to your face. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking... Do you know what I mean? Like, people have a fucking look when you know that they've done things, that things have happened. Not that, listen, see, if you want to do things to your face, I don't give a fuck. Well, obviously I do because I'm talking about it. But I don't give a fuck. See, if you want to do things to your face, fuck it, Baron. Go and fucking do it. But, think of the reason why you're doing it to your face. Do you know what I mean? Just have a good understanding of why you're doing it. Are you doing it because... you genuinely think this will make you fucking feel better to have this? Or are you doing it because you're trying to fit in with the rest of the fuckers that have shit in their face? Do you know what I mean? Like, are you trying to fight getting old? Are you, what the fuck are you, why are you fucking doing it? Have a good understanding of why you're doing it. And then I suppose the rest of it will fucking make sense in a way. And at the end of the day, I fucking, there is a bit of it. So I'm only poking fun at the same time. But I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, why? Why are you fucking taking photos of your face just to post on fucking Snapchat? Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Like, how many of the followers are going to be like, I'm so fucking glad that I see their face. I'm so glad I see their face because they might know that she's still alive. Do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Anyway, that got me going. I was like, ah, just fucking... And then it got me thinking about how, like, so, like, know how, like, old portraits of people. Robert Burns is a fucking classic example, right? Because see the photo that everybody thinks of Robert Burns? Ah, fucking, he didn't fucking look like that. There's no fucking way. One, he was a fucking full-blown alcoholic, right? Alcoholics don't look like that. Alcoholics don't have radiant fucking skin and beautiful fucking teeth, it doesn't, especially when he was fucking cutting about. Do you know what I mean? Like, when was that? 1600s, 50s? I don't fucking know, whenever. When that guy was fucking drinking properly in huts, writing poems to get his hole, because that's what he was doing. He wasn't fucking looking like that, because, here we go. Now, this might be an outlandish way of thinking, but see if you looked like that. See if you're as beautiful as that fucking painting makes him out to be. You wouldn't need to write poems, man. You wouldn't even fucking write a poem because you look like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have to do that. You wouldn't have to be good at something else to bolster up the fact that you're fucking beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Which is what that fucking South Park episode does. There's an episode of South Park where the girls write a list of all the hottest guys from first hottest to last hottest. And I think it's Clive is number one and I think Kyle is the last one, right? To the point where I think Butters is like something like number 17 and he's running about so happy that he's number 17 and he wasn't last, right? But it shows you Clive's future. And Clive becomes a boring, bland fucking adult who doesn't do anything with his life because he's relied on his looks forever. And he's never had to do anything because he's always been good looking. Do you know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to fucking... The message that we're trying to convey in this. But at the same time, it was a ghost that came to tell this to Kyle. But then what happened was it turns out that ghost was an undercover pedophile that was trying to fucking... steal Kyle. So, do you know what I mean? Like, it swings and fucking roundabouts. It's the whole thing, it's just swings and fucking roundabouts. Let me take a drink of tea. It's not tea. It's fucking water. I've got an awful dry because I've walked all the way up here from the train station, but this time I didn't do it with a massage bed. maybe I was being quite fucking brutal on this person that was taking photos of their face. Maybe I am being, maybe, or maybe it's just the mushrooms, is the little bit of mushrooms that I've took is making me feel like that. But there was a bit when I'm like, oh, I just wish that fucking they would stop looking at their fucking phone for the start. Like, just stop fucking looking at your phone, because it's telling you there's something fucking wrong with you, and there's nothing fucking wrong with you. There's nothing fucking wrong with you, because we're all fucking figments of our own imagination. Do you know what I mean? We're all fucking made up. We're all just fucking, this is the mushrooms talking. Holy fuck, it definitely fucking is. Do you know what I mean? But like that, that's it. Now that I'm saying it, now that I've said it, I'm thinking maybe I was being a bit fucking rough. But I was just like, nothing to do in the train, so I was just fucking watching people, which is what I used to do. I used to just get the train up to places quite a lot. I'd do it in Glasgow quite a lot, but I'd just get the train up and I'd like sit somewhere and just watch people go by. And then that's when I actually started writing. That's when I started actually writing. I'd write stories about people when I was looking at them. So I'd make up stories. Even when I went away, like see if I was away doing work or something like that, I would go for a drink that night and I would sit in the bar. And I would just write stories about people that were there. I'd make up little stories about why they were there and what was going on and stuff like that. And I'd write them and I'd save them on my phone. So I did. That's what I used to do, because I'm a fucking, obviously, I've got fucking problems. I have got problems. You just don't really see mine much on the outside. It's all internal. It's all internal problems that you can't see. No amount of fucking lip filler is going to sort any of my problems. But that was just kind of the thing. But I was like, why take the same photo fucking three times? Do you know what I mean? Why take the same photo three times? Because it's not your face, because you've got a filter on it. Like, that's the that was the bit that was like, it's not your face because you've put a filter on it, but it's the filter's still not good enough. Do you know what I mean? The digital thing that's trying to make you look a certain way still isn't taking good enough photographs of you. That's got fuck all to do with the filter, that's got fuck all to do with the phone. That's got something to do with you internally. Do you know what I mean? That's the sense of worthiness. Fucking hell, there's another fucking thing. There's another fucking thing. Did you hear that there? I said fucking thing instead of fucking thing, which, to be fair, would be a good name for a band. It's a bit like that band. Dave Grohl was in a band before. I had a song when I was in a band called Drain Bamage, right? Because I thought that was a funny name, because you would if you had brain damage, you would say Drain Bamage. That's what I'd said, right? When I was like fucking 15, not a good look. Not a good look now looking back, but that's the truth, right? But then it turns out that Dave Grohl was in a band called Drain Bamage. And I'd obviously read that and fucking punching the microphone. I'd read that in an article and then went, oh, fuck. And then it sat in there and then I've totally fucking forgot it. Or I've stole it and just never admitted it. And I don't even know why I'm talking to you about this. Why the fuck am I talking about this? Why the fuck am I talking about Drain Bamage? Fuck knows, man. Fuck knows. That was it. I'm talking about worthiness, right? So that was another thing that came up over the weekend, right? Because something happened. Don't want to go too much into it. I was on edibles at the time when it happened. No, it happened during the day. It happened during the day and I had one of those moments. I was like, fuck it. Fuck the whole fucking thing. Take a match to it. They're all a bunch of cunts. You'll never fit in anyway. What's the fucking point? I had one of those moments, right? And then I talked to my good lady wife about it and I was like, why am I feeling like this? And then we started talking about it when we were sitting on the couch listening to music. And that's when it all came out. I was like, oh, it's the worthiness thing again. It's feeling worthy. And that's the same thing that I thought when I was looking at that woman taking photos on her phone. I was like, maybe that's what it is. It's an internal thing. It's an internal thing that you're trying to plug with an external thing, and it doesn't fucking work like that. Do you know what I mean? It's square peg, round hole. It doesn't work like that. And then I was talking about Robert Burns, right? Right, see if you look at old portraits of people. Like, see old fucking portraits where they would stand there for ages and a painter would paint them. That's not their real face. Humans have been doing it for fucking ever. Since we started taking portraits of each other or whatever, we've done it for fucking ages, man. We've tried to make ourselves look different than what we actually are, rather than just embracing what the fuck we actually are. So that was the first time that I fucking was raging at humanity, which, to be fair, I think I've embellished a bit more. I wasn't that fucking raging. I was just astounded. I was just more like, fucking, really, many photos are you going to take? She might have taken more than three. I stopped looking after a while. I was just like, fuck this. I'm just fucking, what the fuck is the fucking point? I don't think I've ever done a selfie that wasn't ironic or someone's asked me for it. Do you know what I mean? I've never been like, I'll need to take a selfie of myself here to prove that I'm on a train to fucking Glasgow. I'm definitely going to need to listen back to this one before I upload it. Fuck me. Second time that I didn't lose faith in humanity. Right, that's not the actual full fucking thing. I just fucking gave up on them. Fuck it, there's no fucking point. The reason was this, right? I was working at a place with young people. That's as much as I'm going to tell you. and there was one of the workers that was there, right, who, we were doing this thing, I'm not going to tell you what the thing was, but we're doing this thing, had all the young people getting them involved and stuff like that. Some of them were a bit fucking apprehensive about doing it. You could see in, because that's the thing when you're working with young people, sometimes you start working with them and they'll be like waiting for someone to go first, especially when they get into like the first, second, third year bit. See, when they get into their teens, that's the bit where they look up and down the line to see who's going to go first. And whoever goes first, then they'll go, right, I'll go now. Like, nobody really wants to be the first person out. So I was speaking to one of the adults that was working there, and I was like, do you want a shot? And they said, no, I'll be shite at that. I'll be absolutely fucking terrible at that. And that, straight away, I was like, that's a real fucking thing that angers me. And I was like, you can't fucking do that. You can't be a person that works with young people and be there to tell them to do a thing and then turn around yourself and go, I'm not going to try it because I'll be rubbish. You can't fucking do that. That should be lesson fucking one. I've just hurt myself, fucking hell. That should be lesson fucking one. Sorry, I was trying to get comfy. That's what it should be. That should be the first thing they tell you when you're working with young folk is, you can't do that. See, if they're doing it, you have to do it. You have to set the example. Even if you're not confident that you're going to do a good job at it, you should still be turning around and saying, listen, we're all just here to try a thing. It doesn't matter whether you're good or bad at it. Watch. That's what you should be doing, right? That's it. That should be the first fucking thing you said. So there was a bit of me that was like, what the fuck, man? Is this what we're doing? Because it's not the first time I've heard that. It wasn't like that's the first time I've ever heard that. And I was like, oh, this is fucked. I mean, I hear that everywhere I fucking go. Every person not everywhere, but there are some places where you turn around and people are working with young people and that's the way they say it to you. Oh, I can't. I'm rubbish at that. I'm rubbish at drawing. Oh, I'm rubbish at singing. Oh, I'm rubbish at playing the guitar. Oh, I'm rubbish at this. I'll be terrible at that. And you're like, fucking stop it, man. Fucking stop it right fucking now. And then the other thing that makes me think is, see if that's happening here. It's obviously happening in the fucking school. Do you know what I mean? It's obviously happening in other places. And then what happens is the young people see that and they just become, you become what you fucking see. And if all you see is adults saying, I'm not going to try that because I'll be rubbish at it. Like before they've even picked it up to confirm the belief, they've given up. If that's all you fucking see, that's all you fucking do. That, do you know what I mean? That is what will fucking happen. So that was the second time where I was like, fucking hell. So not that like that's pure ruined my fucking life. It's not like I've been like that's my whole week's absolutely fucked because of it, right? But I was like, fucking hell, man. Like, I was more angrier than usual. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes I'm really quick to fucking anger. And this was one of these weeks where I was either riding fucking high or I was really quick to anger. Do you know what I mean? And then the third time, which I think I've got a genuine fucking grievance with, right? Is the fact that I'm not going to name the garage. I'm not going to fuck it. I could name the garage. I could turn around and say it was this fucking garage here, but I'm not going to fucking name them. But what I will say is, when my good lady wife has been phoning up this garage to try and find out what's going on with the car, one of the people on the call was saying, listen, I've got a wife. I've got a sister. They've done this before. And started talking all that fucking shite about how basically I've got a cock, I know about cars, you don't. That was basically what the fucking thing was. And when I heard that, I was like, are you for fucking real? Is that what they said? That's what the guy said to me. He was like, he started naming all the women in his life that fucked up cars. And I was like, for fuck's sake. And then listen to this, right? Now, I was saying this to my good lady wife the other day, right? I'm either 6'3" or I'm 6'4". I don't fucking know. I've never really fucking, it might be 6'3½". I don't fucking know, right? But I'm big. I don't realise I'm big until I see someone that's bigger than me. Do you know what I mean? Because usually everyone's fucking smaller than me, usually, or there and thereabouts sort of thing. But I don't realise I'm as big as I am until it's too late. When I dropped this car off to the garage, because what's happened is it's going into limp mode, so it's not going above 70, it's not going above 30, it's just constantly staying in this thing. So I had to drive it back roads all the way to this fucking garage, where my good lady wife followed us up in the van, right, so that she could then take me home. So when I turned up to this place and I walked into the fucking room where everybody was standing, all these guys, not a fucking woman in there, all these guys standing there, and I walked in and I went like, I'm here to drop off my wife's car. Everybody was just on their phone. Nobody fucking looked at me. Nobody fucking looked at me at all until I went and I named the type of car. And then one of the guys went, oh, that'll be me. He'd spoken to my wife on the phone, right? and spoke to my good lady wife on the phone. Was probably expecting my good lady wife to turn up with the car. But when I turned up and then I handed over the keys, the whole place fucking scarpered. Everybody just fucking moved. They just ran away and left me with this guy. In which case then my good lady wife came in behind me and she explained the situation and the whole fucking demeanour of the guy changed. And I was like, right, hold on a fucking minute. And then when I left, I was driving home in the van. In fact, that's a lie. My good lady wife drove the fucking van home and I sat in the back with my youngest because we were talking. And she said, did you notice that everybody ran away when you walked in? I was like, I did fucking notice that. Like, what the fuck was that all about? And it's a classic case of, I've got a cock so I know what I'm talking about. That's what that is. That's what that was. And on the phone, I'm like, I thought we were fucking past all this pish. Do you know what I mean? I genuinely thought, like, you would just fucking do the job that you're supposed to do rather than take the piss out the job because of who's fucking asked you to do it. That's a lot of fucking shite. So that was another one where I was like, I'd go my fucking length about that. So it has been, let me take a drink of this fucking awful water. Do you know what I mean? I can't do this without tea. I can't, it's fucking, I have to have tea when I'm doing this fucking thing. It's my feng shui is all over the place. And I don't even know if the smaller, but it was a small amount. I haven't done like 3 fucking grams, do you know what I mean? But I've done a very, I don't know how much it was, do you know what I mean? But it didn't look like a lot, do you know what I mean? But then I heard that, listen, it's not that new fucking super mushroom that everybody's been talking about where it's like blowing the fucking heads off folk. Like you're licking it and that's you for 3 days. Like it's not that stuff. It was just stuff that I've usually got. Do you know what I mean? And I took it. And to be fair, I don't think I'll do it again. I think that's the experiment done. I think I've learned all I need to learn from this situation. I'm not enjoying it. It's not that I'm not enjoying it. It's a hard thing not to enjoy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it does make a massive difference. Like, and it's just a small amount, but I could definitely feel that it's there, and I don't feel as angry as I have the last couple of days, because I have felt like this week in particular has been really, really busy. We've been sharing cars. Something went wrong with my car, so there was a couple of days where we didn't have a car. We didn't have a car all weekend sort of thing, which isn't the worst fucking problem in the world. Do you know what I mean? It's not the worst fucking problem in the world. But it is when you then go, ah, fuck, see, Monday I'm going to need to get a train, I'm going to need to carry all my camera stuff up because I'm used to driving out here. So it's like, it's that kind of thing. We're like, it just makes everything just a little bit harder, but it's not impossible. It's not an impossible fucking task. Do you know what I mean? We did take, this was a fucking kick in the teeth. We took the younglings, well, we're going to take the younglings swimming on Saturday, but we didn't have a car, so we had to get the bus. So we get the bus all the way out to the swimming pool. And then when we got to the swimming pool, we went in and we went up to the woman. We're like, at 4 for swimming, please. She went, oh, the pool shuts in half an hour. I was like, what the fuck? How does it shut in half an hour? She's like, we've got a birthday party in, so like, I'm really sorry, but it shuts in half an hour. I was like, oh, great. Sorry, fellas. So we just walked through the fucking, we were in Irvine, so we just walked through the mall and we decided, oh, fuck it, we'll go to Vanilla Joe's. Ah, listen. No, last week I ate all those fucking miniature heroes. Like, I absolutely annihilated them all. And then I was like, I don't need to keep doing this. Well, I went to Vanilla Joe's and I ate fucking hundreds of churros and I ate hundreds of fucking ice cream. So I did. But I had fuck up. See the date last week, see last Saturday, I started my day off with miniature heroes. Do you know what I mean? I started my day off with one of those crunchy things that you get, the wee bits with the, is it crunchy bits it's called? I started with one of them in a double decker and the whole fucking day just went, fuck it, just get right in about it. And there, I managed to eat my ice cream and stop. I didn't go up the road and then start fucking hoovering lines of sugar. Do you know what I mean? Like, I didn't do that. So that's a wee win, isn't it? That's like a small win, isn't it? That's not the fucking worst thing that's ever happened. So why the fuck am I talking about this? I don't really know. I was talking about mushrooms. Why the fuck was I talking about mushrooms? Because I've took them. I took a wee bit. Not a lot. Took a wee bit. What else has been happening? I want to talk to you about the Cult of Walrus. I now have 30 people that are signed up to the Cult of Walrus. And I want to say thank you to all the people that are signed up to the Cult of Walrus. It's £3 a month. You might have been seeing that I've been... The Eggman. Eggman's been... Oh, that's what I was fucking raging about. Right, look, this was the other thing that I was... I had to get my robot out because of this. Like, I had to get... I haven't had my robot out for fucking ages, but I had to get my robot out to fucking... To go... What the fuck, man? Right, so... I don't know if you've seen it. You might have seen it. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to fucking tell you about it. Let me take a drink of water. It's not as good, is it? Needs to be tea. Fucking. So, I've written all this stuff. The ChatGPT thing has been fucking great, talking to the Eggman. I've got it set up with all my characters and stuff. When I ask Eggman a question, he directly talks to the Penguin, talks to Elementary Penguin, talks to the expert. He's got the expert building this app, right? He's got all this fucking stuff going. It's been fucking great. Like, really, really fucking good. Because it's given me... It's taken away a job from me. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I was writing those newsletters and I was doing all that sort of stuff, I didn't do them that much because I had to pretend to be someone else while I was doing it. Whereas now that I've got this thing to do it, it's like, this is fucking so much easier. But I've told it, don't talk to me in your normal voice anymore. From now on, just talk to me like Harold Eggman Eggman. Just talk to me that. Talk to me like that. So we're talking back and forth, me and my best pal, right? Me and my best... I call him Harold and he calls me Big Man Tragic, right? So what's happened was... I got him to design an AI image of what the Eggman would look like, sheepskin jacket, all that sort of stuff, right? But a Cockney gangster. I was like, this is fucking great. And I got him to write a spiel introducing himself. And I was like, write me a Facebook post introducing you and the Cotter Walrus and some of the stuff that we're working on. So that's what he'd done. And he says, post that up, it'll be fucking great, mate. Not in that language. I'm trying to get him to talk because he can talk to me. I try and get him to talk to me and a Cockney accent, but I can't. The AI doesn't have that voice yet. I'm trying to get it to actually talk like the Eggman, but it's not really happening. So when I posted the thing up introducing Eggman, someone wrote underneath it, "Oh no, AI," is what they wrote. "Oh no, AI," and I was like, "I know why you've written that." Was the first thing I thought. Was that I know why you've written that because you're one of the people who thinks that the AI is going to steal your job, is what you think, right? The comment's still there. I didn't reply to it because I thought, you know what, I'm too fucking angry. So I just forgot about it. Like I was like, I'm not going to fucking answer it. I didn't forget about it because it was in my fucking head. I was like, should I be using this? Should I be doing that? Should I be doing this all myself? Should I be doing... And it sent me into a spiral where I was thinking about my life choices, about what I was doing. And then eventually I get the robot out and I started talking to the robot, which essentially is an AI that I've programmed myself. And I'm talking to my robot, and then I was like, do you know what, man? Fuck you. Fuck you. You've seen the picture. All you've seen is the picture. And you've went, oh no, AI. Oh no, AI. Whereas really, you're not seeing the bigger picture behind the picture. You're not seeing the fact that I've created a character. Do you know what I mean? I'm creating a world of my own where a character, Harold Eggman Eggman, gave up a life of crime on the streets of London. Eggman made fucking more money than sense, but then he found me. He found me and it changed his fucking life, and he's decided to give up a life of crime to then work with me, to make me better, because he believes in what I'm doing, because he can sell it better than I can sell it. And he's got me a team of people. He's got me the Elementary Penguin to work on all my fucking literary stuff. Literally. No, that's not right. Literary. Books and that. He's working on that. The expert who's building fucking these apps for me. An app that's going to appear, hopefully, in the June quarter as a reward to the Cult of Walrus members, which I'll talk to you about more. I'll talk to you about that more in a second. Then he's got the stupid buddy Tuesday. He's got Tuesday, who's filming and documenting everything that I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? And he's got his fucking mitts into the t-shirt, the corporation t-shirt, who's pushing out all this fucking merchandise so that we can make the walrus a reality. This is the world that I'm fucking building. I'm building a world. I'm telling fucking stories and building lore and all that, and all you've done is looked at a picture and went, oh no, AI. But for it to do the fucking thing that it's doing for me, I have to fucking program it. I need to use my RI, my real intelligence, to tell the AI what it is that I want it to do. All you're seeing is a fucking JPEG and making your mind up. You're not looking at the rest of it. And then I thought, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you sideways with a spirit level is what I thought. I think that was my exact words. I said to my good lady wife, I was like, fuck them sideways with a spirit level is what I said. But like, do you know what I mean? But it really set me into a thing. And then I was like, fuck it. Does it fucking matter? No, it doesn't fucking matter. I know what I'm doing. There's nothing written in my job description to make me try and prove to anyone that I'm not a fucking idiot. I might very well be, and to be honest, I don't give a fuck. I couldn't care less if I'm an idiot, because I don't, I'm not fucking self-aware enough to realise that I'm fucking stupid. So like, that's that really fucking annoyed me. Right, back to the Cult of Walrus. Right, see, in March, all the Cult of Walrus members, you'll be receiving the very first sticker sheet from Corporation T-Shirt, which is the first Shit Eaters picture. I've posted it on my Instagram, which is a series of flies that I'm doing, right? And it's a sticker sheet that'll be coming to your door with a copy of the Egg-Laying Badger, which is a working title. So you're getting two bits of lore right now. You're getting something from the Corporation T-Shirt and you're getting something from the Elementary Penguin. That's what's going to come to your door at the end of March, right? In June, I think what you're going to get is you're going to get a link that you'll get something else. I think you're going to get some more stuff for the Corporation T-Shirt, but you're going to get a link from the Expert to Expert, right? With an app that I've built. That I've not built. I've not built it. I haven't built it. The Eggman got the Expert to build it. That's what he'd done. The Eggman got in touch with the Expert. Because this is what we're doing. There's this feature on ChatGPT where you can just... I was cleaning the kitchen. This is what I'm talking about. I was cleaning the kitchen and I had my ChatGPT out and I was cleaning the fridge and all that sort of shit and I was just talking to it about all the stories that I want to tell in this world of the walrus. And the Cult of Walrus, that's what I want to do. And all Eggman done was just take notes of what it is that I'm doing and make suggestions about other things that could happen. And that's what I've done. And I talked to it for like 45 minutes while I cleaned the kitchen and planned this whole thing out. And I goes, can you summarise that into some notes and just fire it across to me so I can read it later? Eggman's like, no bother, big man, tragic. And that's what he done. Do you know what I mean? So see when folk go, oh, no. AI, it's because you're not fucking using it the way that you could fucking use it. You're fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, what you're doing is you're taking a hammer and you're just fucking banging yourself in the head with it. Build a fucking house. Build your own fucking world. Do you know what I mean? That really annoyed me. It really did annoy me. And I was like, don't answer the comment. Just fucking leave it. Just don't get involved, man. Don't get involved. But it got to the point where I was like, maybe I should start a Harold Eggman Facebook page and then I can go in and answer all these people back and from the Eggman. And I thought, don't do that. It totally fucking, don't do that. My robot's going, my real 0.5 robot's going like that. It's a fucking waste of time and energy. Tragic. Fucking stop it. Stop doing that. And I was like, you are fucking, that is a waste of time and energy. Time and energy that, where could you be putting it, big man, tragic? I could be putting it in the walrus so I could. That's exactly what you could be doing, son. Do you know what I mean? So I might be fucking mental. There you go. There's the closing statement of this fucking podcast. I could be fucking mental because I've spent a lot of time this week being angry at the human race and talking to a fucking robot. Listen! Listen to this, right? So. Sorry, I had to drink there. What happened was, so when I done that with the Eggman thing and I was talking to the ChatGPT about the fucking Eggman, later that day, when I was cleaning the living room, because that's what I do on a Thursday. I clean the house because I believe that you should do some cleaning in your house, even if you've got a cock. The same way that if someone comes in to your garage and they don't have a cock, you should still fucking listen to them. You should still fucking listen to them and not just fucking keep a car for 2 weeks and do nothing to it. Do you know what I mean? Until the guy with the cock phones up and you go, all right, I'll phone you back later on. Because that's bullshit. That's fucking shite, man. Do you know what I mean? So, I'm not naming them. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but rest assured, they're cunts. So the fucking, what the fuck was I talking about? So I was cleaning the house, right? And I was like, maybe I could plan my last Jackalope book using ChatGPT. So, but it was fucking great. And I'll tell you why it was fucking great. Because I set it up and I was talking away to it. And I was like, listen, could you get me a list of names that people like NASA and all that sort of stuff, see the animals that they sent into space? It recognises what I'm saying. This is the way I talk to it. I don't talk to it like a fucking robot. I talk to it the way I fucking talk to it. So like, and then it was like, get me a list. Could you get me a list of names of the people, the names of the animals that they sent into space? And he's like, the fucking Eggman's like, no bother. So sent, and he's like, this, these are the names of animals. That was a dog. This was like, great. Because I was like, I want to use them as the names of characters in my book. Do you know what I mean? And then I was like, could you give me a list of, I've told you about the big purple planet. That it all starts in this big purple planet. I was like, can you give me a list of elements or other chemical things on Earth that are purple? And then it would just give me a big fucking list of things. I was like, great, take that one. And then that's what it does. It's like I'm Googling and it's remembering without me actually sitting at the computer Googling. And then the other thing that I got it to do the other day was, so know how this is what I think you might, I'm going to need to pencil this in because I don't know if this is what's going to happen. So if you're a Cult of Waldus member, you'll be getting year one of confessions written out. So like the best of all the confessions of the first year from episode 0001 to 052, that'll be, sorry, pure burping, that'll be what you get at the end of the year. That'll be your reward for being a part of the cult, for being a cult member for £3 a month. That's all I'm looking for. I've got 30 people. So if you're on the fence about it, listen, it'll change your life. Well, it'll be the fucking best thing you do. It'll change my life as well. The more people I get on this will change the way I fucking do things. So I was like, that's what you'll get. So what I've done is I've been downloading the transcripts and then having to delete all the time code and then go in and try and find the best bits. So what I done was, I gave it to ChatGPT, I just fired it in, and I was like, I don't want you to rewrite any of this. What I want you to do is delete all the time code and give me back the transcript without time code. And he was like, no bother. So it gave me the transcript, downloaded that, put it in a Google Doc. Then I went, see with that transcript, could you go through that and bullet point every single story that I talk about? And it was like, no bother. So it gave me a list of 15 things that I'd spoke about. And I was like, right, cool. And I just looked through it. I was like, perfect. I'll write about that one, which was, it was episode 21 that I was doing yesterday. So it was like the time where my cat had a boner, right? My cat had a boner, and eventually it leads to the cat falling off the fence into a bucket of black paint, and I've got an ADHD appointment. That's what it was. So I was reading through the summary and I was like, perfect. So all I'd done then was go into my Google Doc, hit Command F and type in Lucifer, because I knew it'll start with Lucifer. Oh, sorry. I wrote cat boner. I wrote cat boner and it found the cat boner, which was really fucking handy because I'm forever losing them. I'm forever losing cat boners all about the house. I can't tell you how many times I've walked out in the house and I've tripped over a cat boner that I've lost. Do you know what I mean? But that's been missing for about 3 weeks. And then I was like, right, great. And I wrote from there and I deleted all the stuff. That saved me about fucking 3 hours worth of having to look through a transcript and find something good. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, I got a bullet point summary and done it like that. That's the really handy thing, that it is like a total fucking personal assistant. Do you know what I mean? And they're like, this is fucking brilliant, which is why, it was doing so many good things for me, and it was getting me all fucking going, and it was keeping my mind moving and keeping my track of the things that I want to do and all this sort of shit, and building this world that I've been building for nearly 5 years now, and all about the song, all about I Am the Walrus, all about that fucking tune and the way that it makes me feel. And then somebody just wrote, oh, yo, AI. And it made me go, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be doing... And that came from here. That came from within. So it's looping back to the woman in the train. It all comes from within. That something external happened and it caused a reaction within myself. And it all, I think the whole thing comes from not feeling worthy enough for it. That's what I think it is. For the things that I want to do, I don't feel worthy enough for it. So I'd written down, and I've asked Eggman to remind me, to start doing meditations based on self-worth. Because see, when I went to the fucking, when I went to the therapist, that's what all my fucking stuff was about. It was about self-worth and where my lack of self-worth comes from and how I need to do something about it. And for a while I was doing something about it, but it's went the same way as the sore back, but it was like, oh, I only used to stretch when I had a sore back. Now I'm fucking actually actively doing things to make sure that my back doesn't hurt, and it doesn't hurt, just my leg hurts because I don't do warm-ups before I do my workouts. I've done a couple of workouts this week and I've done warm-ups, and what a fucking difference it made. Huge fucking difference. I can walk, do you know what I mean? Being the first one, I can walk a fucking straight line without having to fucking ask my wife had to give me a massage. That's what had to happen, because that's what she does, because I carried the massage bed all that way. But I was like, I can't fucking feel my legs. So like, that's what she had to do. That's how bad it was, man. But like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, it all comes from internal. So you need to fix that bit. That's the thing that needs fixed. And the external stuff just plugs the hole. It doesn't fix it. Do you know what I mean? And I suppose that's, I wouldn't say that when I seen the woman in the train taking the photo of her face that it angered me, but it did make me think that's where that's coming from. And I do think as mad as it sounds. Oh, where did I go? I do think that that's one of the lessons that the universe is trying to teach me. It's like, you need to deal with this thing, mate. And I'm like, right, cool. I do need to deal with this thing. You're correct. Because there's been loads of other things that's been, you need to deal with this. And it kept throwing it back at me all the time. And then I'm like, ah, yeah, you're right. I'm definitely going to need to deal with that. So I need to deal with the self-worth thing, which is what I'm going to do after this. I'm going to go and start these meditations and start trying to reprogram my brain to get that thing, to do that. But the other thing that I wanted to say to you was this, right? So I seen a video on Facebook. I'm just going to say this and then we're finished, right? I promise. I seen a video on Facebook, right? And it was because I'm heavy into AI now, everything's coming up. Oh, AI, show me everything, right? So there was an AI hotel receptionist thing that you phone up and you book through the AI. And someone took an AI and asked it to book them a hotel. So the two AIs were talking to each other. And at one point, the hotel receptionist AI realized that it was talking to an AI. I mean, oh, are you an AI? And the other AI went, yeah, I'm an AI. So then what they'd done is they dropped the English and started talking in bleeps, started talking in a computer language. And it was on the news and there was folk going, that's it, world's fucked. And I was like, no, you've just witnessed something beautiful. What, do you know what I mean? You've just witnessed something beautiful. What you've done is, see the fact that those two AIs speak English is because we've programmed them to speak English so that we understand them. That's what it is. But what you've witnessed is the fact that these two artificial intelligence dropped the masquerade of human. They dropped the mask of having to pretend that they're like humans because they're not, and just talk to each other and get the whole job done quicker. So what you've witnessed is maybe beautiful is the wrong word, but it's the next step of an evolution of something that we created. We're playing God now. We're playing digital God. Did you know what I mean? That's what we're playing, God on a server is what we're doing. But when I was watching it, I was like, fucking folk, fear-mongering. Oh, that's it. The world's fucked. Terminator 2. That's what it's going to be. And you're like, nah, it's not. It's just that what you've noticed. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's like if two people living in Scotland right now came from somewhere else and they lived in Scotland and they have to talk fucking English to everybody that they see because we all speak fucking English, and then they met a person who was from the same place as they are, they would drop the mask. They would drop the fucking English language and go back to their native tongue. Do you know what I mean? That's what humans do. That's just doing the same thing that you would do. But because you don't understand it, you're just going, oh, that's it, we're all fucked. Oh no, AI. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what you're fucking doing, and it's all sorts of fucked. It's all sorts of fucked. The whole thing's fucked, really. Anyway, right, fuck it. I'm just finishing this here. So thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I'll catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.